Welcome to the Moses Organic Farming Podcast. This is Chuck from Moses. Today's episode comes from a new Moses program to organize grower groups. The basic idea is that we help you find like-minded people to organize around an issue you care about, like mental health in this case, or in your geographic area. To learn from other farmers, for community, for starting a co-op, or whatever you want. This group called Growing Wellness actually came about starting from the episode we did on mental health back in April and the follow-up Zoom meeting discussion about mental health. One of the folks from that meeting, Hawthorne McCracken, got in touch with me, and then we got in touch with a few other folks to start planning out what a farmer mental health group might be like. We had a meeting, which led to a survey to find more folks, which led to another meeting where the farmers there talked about needing a safe place online to share their struggles, needing to learn more, and needing more one-on-one support. So we started an online group. Follow the link in the show notes to sign up. We will also have monthly trainings just like this one, a short presentation followed by discussion and Q&A. We are also planning to organize care pods, or a buddy system, to help farmers look out for each other's well-being. If you want to join with other farmers to start your own group, get in touch with me at chuck@mosesorganic.org. Today's episode is the recording of the presentation part of this week's meeting. The guest speaker and today's podcast guest is Lori Cox, a farmer from Minnesota who shares some techniques for goal setting and decision making within the context of your emotional well-being. Let's get to it.
So I'm Lori Cox, and I have Roots Returned Heritage Farm in Carver, Minnesota. We're about 35 minutes southwest of the Minneapolis downtown core. We live on 16 acres, and this year I was year four in production. We've lived here almost 6 years in November, and we have gone from veg, herb, and fruit. Now that the fruits are mature, now we've gone to U-Pick this year. And as everyone knows, it was a very interesting year to have the public at your farm and have you pick. So it was a very different year, but my season is done. It ended with elderberries, and I'm in put away mode now. So I'm really happy to be here. Thank you, guys. So today we wanted to talk to you, as you guys know, about the topic of trying to empower some decision-making and giving you some pathways to some of your goals. I am a farmer now. In my previous life, more in the corporate world, I spent about 17 years in technology companies and financial companies. And I find that I still use that skill set here in farming, obviously not in necessarily the day-to-day, but the structure, kind of some things that will help me move along and find my ways to get through goals each year. We're all given something different each year. But hopefully this may help some of you in thinking about some of the ways that you get to your goal making as well. One of the things I like to talk about is the whole concept of knowledge is power. I think we've all heard that before. It could be in very different concepts than what we're doing here now is talking about diversified farming. But I also like to say different times that different things come in our way, and sometimes to acknowledge is to empower. So there are times where I think we need to take just a step back or a breath and realize that sometimes things are in the pathway that we need to try to help us work through, and that can actually help us get to the goals down the way. And one of those things, there's three things I'll talk about today, and one of those things is obviously emotional things from this year. There are things that folks might have felt this year that really they have not before, or possibly had felt it in the past, but boy, is it really exacerbated this year with COVID, having to change course. You feel more anxiety, you might feel tension or stress, and it's absolutely 100% on par to identify those feelings and say, I need to give myself a little bit of space, do some mindfulness and take a step back, understanding too that now we're coming in, this is the first day of fall, I believe, we have our equinox today, and we have the capability now to have some understanding of seasonality of how COVID has affected us. That might have been spring, had one type of feeling, summer had another type of feeling, and now we're going into the fall and the winter. And for some of us across the country, those are very different times, which bring different feelings. So to give yourself some of that time and space to say, even with seasonality, I might have felt really tensive before, or now I feel even more tensive with my year coming end. But making sure that you're open to identifying some of those feelings so that you could take some time to work through. And then also realizing that through some of the emotional feelings that we have, some things can really exacerbate your emotions, and some could be medical. So it could be an actual injury. I'd like to try to give a personal note. Last year in May, it was May of 2019, I slipped a disc, L3, L4, and I've never had a back problem in my life. I've always been very strong, very capable, and I always moved through and started my season just as fast as any other. But I am getting to a different stage in life, and apparently I did a little too much, tweaked it just right, and while out with my 19-year-old employee, I definitely had a hard time. So going through that, getting some PT, getting some chiro, yes, I finished the season last year, but I also knew that it actually helped my stress level and my emotional capabilities. If I told myself for this year, I have to cut back. And I knew I had to do that for me. I had to do it for my family. And of just a better way to then see how can I get on my pathway to my goal this year for UPIC, well, I've got to remove some things. And that's what I did. But I absolutely 100% can identify with how an injury and something can exacerbate your emotions, but also being able to look for, well, then what accommodates those needs? For me, it was removing some crops. It was removing some time on the harvest. It was removing certain things. So 100% UPIC, removing really a lot of that harvest part was, for me and my operation, just a really good idea. When you take a look at time and labor, that's what was going to help me. I am slower now than I used to be, but I had to realize for my emotional well-being and this operation's success, that's my pathway to my goal. Another thing that I was a project manager and consultant for most of my life, acknowledging to empower you is doing some planning. I think one of the things that I've heard a lot of producers over the last 8-9 years, by the way, I lived in Washington State, so I came to Seattle and now live back in Minnesota. I've heard a lot of people talk about contingency plans or people who want to make contingency plans. And I would say that understanding that part of your emotional well-being is possibly having some sort of idea or plan in place, whether it be on one piece of paper, whether it be I've communicated that with someone, can really take a lot off your shoulders. Sometimes that contingency or that backup plan may include an actual exit strategy. There is zero wrong with anyone in production going to an exit strategy and how to get there. I think that when everyone thinks I have to do this, it's been this way for generations, or I committed to someone, there's nothing wrong with actually communicating an exit strategy, whether it be with self or family or people you work with, realizing that your flexibility through time, every year is different. So to have that capability to say, if I'm more flexible with my plan, it is not rigid. It cannot be. What if something happens? That's my personal note on this. What will I do? For me, my exit strategy is occurring 9 years earlier. So my exit strategy was to begin to lease my land, and that is actually going to start being my plan in 2021. So again, for this operation, my well-being, I needed to actually start to get that in place. Doing a certain type of goal setting system, you may say, well, how do you get there? There is one template that you may or may not have heard of before. It's called a SWOT analysis. And this is a really easy template. Anyone could look up. They've got 1,000 templates out there. The acronym SWOT, broken down, talks about my strengths, my weaknesses, my opportunities or threats. And for those that are here, just an example of strengths. What are your assets? Which one of those assets is the strongest? Sometimes just giving yourself questions or being able to run through this with someone or physically, you know, typing it up, putting it down on paper, it makes things much more clear. When we think of things a lot and we might have some emotional strain or anxiety on us, we can't necessarily get to the system. And I would absolutely lean on templates that are out there that can help you and provide that structure to try to work through a lot of these things. Sometimes that pathway then for goal setting, as we're talking about it, is kind of a simplistic approach. but never thinking it always has to go one way. That's where we fit in with the flexibility again of making sure my emotional well-being is being taken care of. And for the first part is really having that honesty about possibly a new step I have to take. If I've been taking the same steps and now I'm being presented with an extreme challenge and I just maybe have zero control over that challenge, enter COVID, I may have to be honest about what kind of new step to take. And that may take some time. It may come to you immediately. It might come to your employees in your operation. It might come to your family or yourself, but just take that honesty and that time. The second thing is put resources or people in place to help you. I also realized during this time as a personal note that no employees are actually better for me. And the reason is because I've had one, I've had three, I've tried to hire two and then have one again. And for my January to March timeframe, each and every year, I'm chasing employees and trying to either A, get them back or B, find new ones. And for my well-being, that meant, you know what, if there's something I have to cut out and take a new step forward to bring some calm, especially between January and March, before I'm even kicked off for the year, my year here pretty much starts in April, I have to put that in place. So some of that decision-making and getting that pathway forward. The third thing is like looking at options with a fresh view. You might need to reshape your current path. This goal setting slide has a straight arrow. Your arrow might be look like a corkscrew. It might look like a U. It might look like a circle. It might look like a D. You know, nobody knows. Again, having that flexibility to say, if I have to reshape what my current path is, I've got to look at this with fresh eyes. The bottom of this actually shows a two-way arrow and it is broken, dashed. What that means is there could be anything along this path that says, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to have to hold on. Oh, and by the way, I have to take two steps backward. I found that out last year. That hurt. So I got to take a couple steps back. How can I progress? You can reassess along this line anywhere you're at. Again, talking about that flexibility so that we don't feel that we have to do things a certain way. The last thing for me for acknowledgement to empower anybody is all of us are in production here or thinking about being in production. There's a financial aspect to all of this. That's obvious. There are things that we can control and make decisions about. There are things that we cannot. We've all been shown that this year. Many times a ripple effect. Folks have just, you know, seen one thing after another. However, that financial impact can have a lot of impact on your emotions. Trying to understand what type of risk management could I look at? There are numerous, I didn't even put a template up here. There's so many templates to do that online. Understanding how to go about a few steps to manage my risk, lessen my risk. If I have a loan, how do I make sure that I have certain things in place? Reviewing your plan. It could be as simple as that of saying, I need to take another step and I need to take another look at that. Repeat as necessary. You can say from one year to the next, it could have been 2016, it could have been last year, it could be this year. I need to view kind of at a lessons learned and boy, I need to make a shift. This is costing me way too much emotionally, financially. I don't feel my plan is coming, you know, to fruition. And we all want that. Some of those options, though, remember, are not always, I have to keep things here. And one of those options is to become passive. I know plenty of people who have their operation be something that is more of a hobby. And if that's what you need to do next year, you can put a plan in place to do that. There is a way to take a look at this that is becoming passive, that becomes primary, that becomes for my own well-being, I may need to actually go work off farm for a year. And all of those things can be happening depending upon your situation and what works with you. Sometimes there's people resources. What if, in fact, you had someone else doing three of your 10 hats? Might that give you kind of the breath that you need to take a break, the breath that you need to work on yourself, to be more mindful, to say, I can't keep taking this risk. That's okay. What if that other person were absolutely glad to have the opportunity to have roles like that so they can learn, so they can move on, so they can hone their craft, whatever that might be. It might be a manager. It might be an employee. It might be a family member who you've kind of waited for them to grow up a little bit. I know there's lots of teenager cousins and things like that that are like, oh, someday I'd love to. Well, ask them if they might like to step up. It could be possible. There are, especially this year, I think we were talking about this before, Hawthorne, the amount of grants I have seen come out of our Minnesota Department of Ag has been pretty phenomenal. I have seen some unbelievable state grants, federal, USDA, FSA, and some extension. They are all out there. They all have specific timelines. They all have specific criteria, but it wouldn't hurt sometimes to take a look and make sure that you're giving a peek to those. It might be how you're structured. It might be, we talked about before, adding people, adding less people, becoming sole, backing away from certain things or certain enterprises. A restructure might need to happen, or an absolutely okay thing to do. And I've heard from so many people that say, I just can't. And it's an expectation, I believe, sometimes handed down in families is dividing. What if the real option here is the thought about it for many years, but we didn't divide? That could bring opportunity for someone, again, like you wouldn't believe. What is the number one problem that people have getting into diversified? Access to land. You could be doing yourself quite an emotional favor by taking away some of the work, taking away some of the land that you have to work or feel you have to work or has been obligated. And what if someone else had that opportunity? You could actually become their mentor. You could be changing your hat very well, and that could become very fulfilling for some folks. Also, again, we mentioned before, an exit strategy. There would be nothing wrong with actually putting it on paper. See how the following spring goes, see how this winter goes. But having an exit strategy and knowing what steps to take could really take you pretty far. Again, just really a graphic here of just saying that your goals should be flexible. It is okay to have flexible goals. Be willing to ask because help is available. This help could take many forms, as we mentioned. It could be financial resource, people resource, reference resource, online resource. It could be a farm visit. You could go visiting another farm. It really depends on your situation. Don't be afraid to take a breath, be mindful, and identify issues that you think are working against you in this pathway. Share your desires. Share your desires and saying, I need to talk to myself about this, or I need to talk to others about this, and feel good about that. Sharing is a great way. Once you know what your own feelings are, sharing can be a huge load off your shoulders. When you're feeling good, create a plan. Understand what you might need to do to start to take steps, because you know your goals are your future. And another way to look at goals, it's another acronym. Anyone can look this up. And in this, if this gets posted, there is a YouTube on here. Those SMART goals, that acronym SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. I would say that in my previous corporate life, 17 years, I'd say 10 of them were for sure using this exact structure. So anything, anyone, you can identify this with any industry, any way that people work, anything like that.
Thanks again to Lori Cox for speaking and answering our questions, and to Hawthorne McCracken for organizing the group and this meeting. Thanks to NCRSER for funding this work through a partnership grant. And thank you for listening to the Moses Organic Farming Podcast. Moses educates farmers in sustainable and organic agriculture. Call the Organic Answer Line to ask a specialist about organic farming certification at 888-90-MOSES or visit mosesorganic.org/ask. Our show is sponsored by Gemplers, a family-owned online farm and home store, providing farmers with commercial-grade tools, equipment, and supplies for the toughest outdoor tasks. Save 20% on Gemplers brand products using the promo code MOSES20. Restrictions apply. See standard exceptions at gemplers.com/offers. Offer expires 10/30/2020. One more offer for you. Save 25% on organic farm signs at Gemplers with code SIGND25. all caps. Shop Gemplers.com/organic for commercial grade products for your organic farm. If you have any questions about today's episode or have ideas for future episodes, please contact me at chuck@mosesorganic.org. Our theme song is Summerfields by The Tenements. If you have a minute, please rate and review our show in your podcast app. It helps people find the show. Thanks again for listening.